28 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me explain what listening to the 8-Bit Geek is like. It's a lot like being hyped for a sequel to a video game you've been waiting years for. You know, out of nowhere, it's announced. They even have a trailer. And you're just foaming at the mouth because of how good it is. How good it looks. As the months pass by, more gameplay is shown. You're just losing your fucking mind. Then they announce the game is coming out in a month. Oh my god, the hype is now in overdrive. The body is ready. So release day is right around the corner. And the reviews start hitting. Huh. You say. As you start reading them out. 70s. 80s. At this point. You start talking yourself up, saying, nah, what do they know? They're not gamers. Critics fucking suck. Hype train still on. And then you buy it, you lay down $60. You know, you're like 1, 2, 3 hours in, put the controller down. You say to yourself, well, this is definitely a 70 rated game. Why did I spend so much money on this? And that's 8-Bit for you. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once designed a video game for the porn industry.
Yeah, Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
And my bread and butter. That's why I'm so rich.
Yep.
He says.
Leisure Suit Larry takes the skin boat to Tuna Town. Came out on the PS2 for a very short time.
They have some of the Leisure Suit Larry games on Steam.
They do. Yeah, and they actually just came out with a new one on Switch.
Yeah, there's one on Switch as well. That's right.
Nintendo's really tossed their rule book out the window when it comes to
families. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's anybody just flood it. Our games.
Wait, families, comma, fuck it. Not families, fuck it, because that's a whole nother genre.
No, that you can literally fuck the Switch. They give you an adapter.
that never left Japan. Damn it.
You can import it. It's there.
Yeah.
And the Rumble feature works.
Going to playasia.com. Is this still a website?
I don't know.
That was back in the day before Amazon, when you had to if you wanted to get any kind of Japanese stuff, you had to import it through that.
And you had to pay. Did you have to pay the import fees?
They worked it into the price, because it was somewhere in San Francisco or something that was getting it so close to the shore that their importing fees weren't so bad. So,
hey, did we get a donation? It looks like we got a donation.
Spook 54 donated $5 and said hashtag fuck Jeremy. No, hashtag taco life.
There it is. There it is.
It's already making us money.
6 minutes ago on Instagram, Random commented on our photo from the diner from however long ago.
And said,
on October 17th, 2018. He went back that far. And posted hashtag taco life.
It's trending.
Told you.
It's in more than one spot.
Twitter flipped that switch.
I was wrong.
If you didn't know, taco life was started by a cat. Cool cat. Just a young Jewish boy from the streets. Jeremy. And actually the host of the show. Real crazy story. it's whatever. It's going to be worldwide, and I just want credit. Thank you so much.
God damn it.
Yep.
Guys, I'm going to QuakeCon this week.
That's awesome. I'm jelly. Because especially, you had such a great time last year, and you were like, you guys got to go next this year, which is this year now, and here we are. Mm-hmm. You're still going. But
yes. Man. I from now on, I will not miss it. I will be there every year because it is such a unique experience. And from the outside looking in, I know it sounds ridiculous with the technology that we have that you would pack up your stuff and go into a room with a whole bunch of people you don't know and play video games for an entire weekend. Mm-hmm. But there is something to be said about being in a group of people and in a room filled with thousands and
Doug's face.
Just playing with each other, you know, it's,
oh no, phrasing.
No, I'm shaking my head because Drew Johnson 54 just commented on the same photo, says hashtag taco life.
Now it's a worldwide trend. If they're not in the country, I guess. Yes. Oh, that's spook. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was going to go find out where this fool was from.
Spreading like wildfire.
But his account is private.
Yeah, well, that's that taco life.
Oh, he's got a band, though. Oh, I'm going to find out everything about this kid.
Oh, boy.
Why did you sound like that?
For real.
Especially when you said this kid.
Where are these little boys at? Just kidding.
Oh, God. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, that's a clipped. Saved.
Hold on. Here we go. Can you guys hear that?
Not really.
No, especially when you talk or when we talk.
Why don't you just look it up on the... Cut out. It's cutting out.
It's fine.
So it's a hard rocker.
Just link us. Link us in things.
It's on Instagram. So I'm not going to link on Instagram. On my phone. And I can't pull up on the thing because then you guys won't do the show and all that stuff.
So QuakeCon.
Yes, go on.
I can't wait. My buddy, who will remain nameless, I met him last year. I told the story on the show.
You've named him several times.
Yeah, Spivey.
Spivey. Tabor.
Incorrect. I'm
Jesse.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
What the fuck is a Kenny?
Brandon. No. Richard.
Uh-uh.
I'm just naming names at this point.
I know.
Matt Booty!
Matt Booty!
So I met Matt Booty last year.
And with his friend Stanky.
Jeff Stanky. Life partner. Together they are Stanky Booty.
Any hoozles. I'm going to go this year. We're going to meet up again. We're going to have some fun. I also put in to go to the Quake or to the Doom after party thing on Friday night. Should be a lot of fun. And hopefully, you know, I'm on the main aisle this time. I'm not like, I don't have a corner. I wish that I did. I wish that I was on the end because that was really nice. I got to space out and air out. But now I'll have a rando next to me, which is weird.
Oh, that's about right.
Wait, is you not going with Tabor?
No, I am.
Where's he
He's
at?
The rando.
He's the rando. No, but I'll have people, you know, somebody else right next to me as well.
Oh, on the other side, that's right.
On the other side.
So Tabor will be holding your left leg, and then Rando will be holding your right leg.
Which is fine. Done it before.
Yeah, just, you know.
It's not an issue.
Yeah, that's how I ended up on the show.
Jeremy, this is Doug, Jeremy's leg. So
this is Princess of Four. Oh, God.
Where? It's a small penis joke. I made it about myself. Taco Life.
Can't confirm.
Oh, you're. Oh no, not that voice. No, don't confirm anything.
So, well, Jeremy Jones got a small penis.
You don't know. You don't know Kevin's dad.
What? That does not sound anything like my dad.
That's not what I sound like, okay?
Yeah, that's right. My bad.
There you go. Thanks, Kevin. Dad.
I had to find it.
Random says, are you going to be streaming at QuakeCon? I wish, but no, I'm not. I feel weird doing that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I'm in a big room with people.
Yeah, with a bunch of other people that will be streaming also.
Yeah, that's probably.
You should totally. You should just big dick the room. Yeah. Just like even in front of like two viewers. Just be like, yo, what up? It's your boy, Jet Dog, aka Jeremy Jones, aka 8-Bit Jam.
You know
hit
what
that
I
smash
do?
Like a comment. And then every 5 seconds be like, oh, thanks for joining the club or something like that. And
yeah,
like,
thanks for the donation.
And meanwhile,
thanks for the sub. Nothing's happening.
Stream hasn't even started.
No one in the stream. I'm not even streaming. I'm just walking around with a camera.
BOS.
I should walk around with a Logitech camera that's connected to nothing, being like, oh, here we are with another gamer.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Taco Live, come on over.
Taco Live. Yeah, wear a shirt now to QuakeCon. Hashtag Taco Life on there.
So it should be a lot of fun. I'll report back after a next week's show on how it went. My hope is to one day talk both of you into it. I know Kevin's an easy sell.
Yeah, if it wasn't, like I said, that's a trip I'd have to plan out, but I'd have to drive down since I'd have to bring my rig.
I don't need your complaints. I just need you to be there.
I want to be there.
And then for Doug, it's a harder sell because he doesn't like people. So to be in a room with 3,000 other people when he could just be in his office playing games, it's a hard sell. Maybe if I could talk him into it, maybe if the community chipped in and we got him like a new keyboard or something, but he had to attend QuakeCon.
Bribed.
Yeah, we could just bribe him with something.
A new keyboard isn't going to be the thing to do that.
All right, Doug, I'm just spitballing here, okay? Maybe a new hat. Okay.
Well, aim fucking higher, and I don't need a new hat. I've been sporting this one proudly since 2012.
Wow.
All right, maybe some new shoes or something.
I'm good. I just got some new kicks the other day.
Okay, fine. A year subscription to Disney Plus.
All right.
Well, we found the price.
It's shown its fangs.
It's only $70. This is a pretty low offer.
It's pretty good. Yeah. All right. This week, we're going to get into it. This week's fun is going to be WTF news. Kev, drop that intro.
WTF, what the fuck? Oh,
whoa.
Wait,
what?
Whoa. Wow, this is a family show, Kev. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about
WTF. It's not the word, is it fuck? I mean, the F stands for family, not fuck. WTF, the word is family.
What the family?
What the family?
Okay.
Who's that family news?
Who's that family?
Yeah, you know what? That's what we should.
The extended version.
So you know, last time we did this little segment and stuff, we had some people over on Twitter be like, and this is, by the way, a perfect like a recreation of what they tweeted us essentially. It was this thing already exists. There's already another podcast called that, and me, I have a small dick. And wow. So now we do WTF news. We can say, no, it's not what the fuck news. It's who's that family news.
Yeah. Who's that family
news? There we go. We created it on the fly. Fuck you, Audio Jungle. But we'll
be back. Audio Jungle.
See, while I was doing that, one of you guys should have chimed in.
Too cheap to pay for drops.
So here's the first news segment of the night for... Who's that family?
That family. Wait, no.
No, you're supposed to say
news. News. I don't know why I keep doing the arm thing. It's just stretching out.
So, Oscar, you know the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? I don't know.
Hell fucking yes, I do.
You remember it as a kid?
I remember it as an adult, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've seen it more as an adult than I have as a kid.
Well, as a kid.
It was mere myth as a kid.
No, that's the thing. It was all myth, right? Because you didn't have the internet to track it down. You just had people saying, like, oh, I saw it. And it was like, it's a mythical fucking creature.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was like the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, you know, who's actually seen it? But you can now Airbnb that bitch.
Hell.
Do they drive it to you?
It's one. Oh my God, that's it. No, it's in Chicago.
Hell yeah! All right.
When? Starting July 24th for $136 a night.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah, but for one night, that ain't bad.
That's not bad at all.
I was gonna say that is an Airbnb price. That's pretty good for Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, the Chicago area. So it's probably, I don't know what it is, but the picture of this is glorious.
Shit, man, I want to do that. Hot dogs? I want to do that, and I wonder if they have a rule against sex.
Yes, Kev, yes.
They have a rule against... Well, there's a lot of windows there. So.
No. Kev asked it to come with hot dogs, and yes, I read on, and it said a mini fridge stocked with Oscar Mayer hot dogs and all the Chicago-style hot dog essentials.
Yes. And that means no grill. Fucking ketchup.
An Oscar Mayer roller grill to take home?
Holy I'm shit.
Sorry. What?
All for $136? Is there a minimum? Like, you have to stay for a week? What the fuck's going on?
you have to live there. It's like one of those weird internet memes. Yo, you get $1 million, but you got to stay at this haunted house for like a year.
You're also... Okay, so to help you celebrate your love for hot dogs during your visit, each guest will also receive a welcome kit complete with all the hot dog inspired accessories you could want. It has well, it doesn't say what it has, but...
Like, that bold words, because I could want a lot of hot dog inspired accessories.
I'm just thinking a ton of them right now. Shit.
Fuck. You think they give you a 12-pack of dogs? Or you think you can give more?
Plus, I love this article. Plus, I'm going to eat so many hot dogs, I become a hot dog.
I will become the Oscar Mayer Mobile.
This is going to be like that. Remember that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lair in New York? Where it's like basically booked till the end of the world. Yeah, I feel like this is going to be too, man. This is a hard to pass up, even for Chicagoans. I think
this is good, man. I'm almost tempted to have us take a trip up there and stay in there for a night.
Oh, that thing's going to be so full of farts. How many beds? How many beds are in this thing?
It doesn't matter. Oh, looks like one bed. Oh, if you click on the link that says 136 a night, it has pictures of the inside, and that shit is dope looking.
Show us the inside of that Wiener Mobile.
Oh man, I wonder how fast it's start booking.
Can you drive with it? No, it's
two guests start booking. It is sold out.
Ouch.
It is sold out for the entire 2019. 2020, it's sold out through 2021.
Told you.
Holy shit.
Free parking on premises.
The griller. Free parking. That's what did it. Everyone's like, free parking.
Yeah, I have a place to park these nights.
Honestly, Chicagoans can't pass that shit up. That's legit gold.
I'm going to let you guys know something.
You secretly booked this for this.
No, I'm already on 2024, and this shit is already, it's all booked.
Man.
Wowzers. Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
And so, yeah, I think that meets the criteria of who's that family.
News.
News. I keep forgetting because I'm so, I'm just looking at this. Man, this is beautiful.
Let's see our next story on Who's That Family.
News.
There was a man in Spain arrested because he had cocaine under his toupee. Of all the places to put cocaine, and it was an oversized toupee, and they were like, oh, he's acting kind of funny, and his toupee seems to be really high off of his head. I wonder what's under there.
Yeah. If you look at the picture, there's a picture attached to this article. There it is on his head.
Is that the cocaine or the toupee? That's got to be the cocaine.
It's the so cocaine. Shiny. Yeah,
I was
just saying,
unless he's wearing the toupee while it's still in a package.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the cocaine.
Forgot to unwrap
it. This fucking guy.
who told him that would be a good idea?
I don't know.
Or was he just like, it's either up there or in my ass?
Yeah.
Says he looked nervous, had a large hairpiece under his hat. They found a package stuck to his head with about $34,000 worth of cocaine.
You'd have to be Chuck Norris to be not nervous in a situation like that.
I do cocaine! Yeah. Hey, Kev.
Dad?
Oh, we know he did.
You wouldn't believe the amount of cocaine I used to sneak into Chicago in the 70s under my hairpiece.
I thought that was just powdered donut in his mustache.
No wonder why you ate so much.
It was both.
Can't be too sure. Oh, God.
You wonder why I was never home. I was working.
Oh, damn.
Now I know why you
fly back and forth from Columbia to Chicago.
It's a direct flight.
Kev, now I know why you had such luxury living in your house, man.
Yeah.
Luxury living.
Yeah, the alleyway he always is talking about was just the driveway to his house.
Yeah, it was never an alleyway. Right,
fuck you, grassy knoll or whatever.
The fucking bodega was owned by his goddamn father.
Yeah, the bodega was the fucking entrance to his house.
Real talk, own,
like Richie Rich style, the motherfucker had a McDonald's in his house.
No. Real talk, that corner store was shut down one time for a whole year. Because the owner got caught using it as a drug front. No fucking joke.
Yeah, and you want to know where he got those fucking drugs from?
Hello!
Yeah!
Oh, man.
I just remember watching the owner get, like, the FBI shut the shit down, and they walked him out in cuffs. It was nuts.
This story just begs the question, who's that family?
Jail time.
Yep.
All right. Our last story is just one of those. It's one of those questions where you just shake your head.
Mm-hmm.
So a suspect was found out and sniffed out by his loud farts.
Oh, it's so good. This is like an hour away from me too.
And this is not in Florida. So a man tried to elude police in Missouri. He ended up being betrayed by his own backside. I wish that I made that line up. So Liberty Police Department, and that's not a GTA reference.
Yeah, it's Liberty, Missouri.
They were searching for a man wanted for possession of controlled substance. And if he would have gotten away if he wasn't betrayed by his own butt. So he let
now
out a huge
gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you rowdy kids.
There was
and a fart sniffing dog.
Yeah. The man let out a huge fart at the wrong time, allowing officers to sniff out where he was hiding.
So. You know those officers were like, which one of you beefed?
Yeah.
And you know they were like blaming each other. They were like, fuck you, that was you. Don't deny it.
I'm just imagining this dude just like hiding under like something simple, like hiding under a bed, but for whatever reason these cops can't find him. And then just from under the bed, just
the log speaker.
I'm like,
Oh man, that's awesome.
Hey, we found you.
Yeah, hey, you come on out. Oh,
how'd you fart again? No, I shit my pants. you scared me
at that point. Might as well
just straight up just
I love that we have a longtime listener, first time watcher, and the only Hi. Thing they come into is
yeah. Oh god,
they're like, it's par for the course.
That one started to sound like a motorboat. Like on the water.
What's up, Ying Yang? Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. And Ryan's back for the first time in a year and a half.
Yeah, Ryan's done working on 18 projects.
Yay! 17. Nice to have you back, buddy.
All right. I didn't have Dean tonight to take up his time.
Let's get into the top box office. There was one movie that barely squeaked by to make the number
God
one.
Damn it.
Just
barely. Really, just inched, barely. Inched it past Spider-Man. The Lion King came in with $185 million domestically, and it made a lot of money worldwide, something like $450 million, $500 million,
yeah,
something like that.
Pretty close to $500 million, yeah.
Yeah, so it did really well. It's a number one movie in July opening of all time, so that's good. Yeah.
Really? Kev,
you went and saw this?
No, I did not. No, Jeremy saw it.
No, I was kidding.
I mean, from what I hear, it's exactly like the cartoon. I mean,
Doug and I went to go see it. Doug was less impressed than I was with it.
Did you guys go see it together?
No,
but I wish that we did, because our love. I don't know, man. Maybe if we saw it together, it would have been a better movie for Doug.
Nope.
Not even a little popcorn action.
I mean, not even if we're like sitting next to each other and our hands graze, but by reaching into the popcorn bucket.
Nope.
Huh. It always gets you.
What about the bottom of the popcorn bucket? You know.
Nope.
No.
No, because I've been digging around there for like 3 hours trying to find something. Ho!
Ooh. Huh. Chair.
That was mean. And unnecessary. I was going to give you a Twizzler, but no, I'm not. Yeah, it was a penis reference.
No, crazy. I know. I was trying to think of a smaller like reference to go. I was thinking like one of those little root beer hard candies.
Yeah, little gummy bears. Little Sour Patch Kids.
Little root beer, those little root beer barrel hard candies.
You could have said like a gummy bear.
No.
No.
No. Nope. Show couldn't.
Spider-Man came in second with 21 million, but the biggest news of all, the biggest, is that Avengers Endgame has officially surpassed Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time.
Good. Now that we're that over with that fucking shit.
Yeah, we're still going to be those people.
Like, 14-second scene anyway, by the way. Did it have anything to do? Like, was it worth going back and watching the movie again?
People said no.
Yeah, probably not. I think last week we talked about also Spider-Man needed to make $1 billion for the contract, whatever. They're currently sitting at $970 million.
Yeah, they're expected to pass $1 billion.
Yeah, so good news.
It'll get
Marvel
a sequel.
It'll get the third movie, and I'm sure they'll renew Holland's contract.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe we'll see. But yeah, Avengers. Now, of course, you know, Avatar's coming out, another one, and
it's gonna bomb.
Fingers fucking crossed. Yeah. Also, you know what? No, okay. I hate the original. I don't think it's a good movie. It was visually spectacular and great. Don't get me wrong, but the story was garbage. The acting was okay, and it just overall was not a movie worth making $2.9 billion or $2.79 billion or whatever the fuck it made. But I guess that's what happens when you only show your movie in IMAX 3D or IMAX and 3D for like a year straight. Mm-hmm. You'll make money, I guess. But
you know what
I hope that like the whatever the four other fucking movies they're making, I hope they're actually good. Like I hope that like they expand and actually make it a good franchise worth watching.
You know it's gonna be fucked up.
But 10 years is a long time to continuous.
I know. That's why I said I'm going to call it right now. Avatar is going to go back into the theaters before Avatar 2 comes out. I will call it right now, and it will take back over the number one spot.
Yeah.
Are they able to do that?
Yeah. They can re-release a movie at any time.
That's why you see all these like 50th anniversary, 30, 25, or whatever when they do these movies that, you know. They re-released them in the theaters. Normally like a month, but like, you know, yeah, that's all that may all be all they need.
That means we're going to get next year Endgame Anniversary Edition in theaters.
God, I hope they go back and forth. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's going to be the two. Just we're going to be in our 50s and be like, oh, they're still at it.
You guys want to go see the 20th anniversary? This is why I'm going to sound like a 50. The 20th anniversary of Endgame.
What?
Endgame.
What?
Endgame. 20
yeah.
years.
We're in the end game. Yeah. End game. Kev, you want to go see Endgame?
Sure, Mr. Stark.
What? So, let's get into a little bit of something. Hey, Doug, wake up. Doug.
He did.
Oh, shit, what if he really died?
What if he really had a heart attack? What do we do?
It's his fault for bad timing.
I guess we got to get a new house. Time to call Nick back up.
My first reaction was, I get to raid his room first.
I mean, I think you have a head start on me.
San Diego Comic-Con happened over the weekend, and it would only be right if we covered it, right? Like, I mean, we have to talk a little bit about it. So I figured let's make it fun because everyone's talking about the news, which we will get to a little bit. But nobody really talks about the trailers, right? Pretty sure everybody talks about the trailers as well. I mean, we're just looking for content here. Mm-hmm. So San Diego Comic-Con came out with a whole bunch of trailers. I picked the biggest ones that I thought would be fun to talk about, and let's do it. Let's go down with a rundown. First up, we have Star Trek Picard. I thought that was an incredible trailer, and it looks something right up my alley. I will definitely watch it. As somebody who came into the game late on Star Trek, I grew up as a kid thinking that Star Trek was only for nerds, and I was better than it. Until I, you know, the next generation, I sat down and watched a few episodes, and I was like, oh, shit, this is actually really good. And I watched the movies as well, and I was like, oh, man, I've been missing out. I was a dumb kid. And then this is coming out, and I will totally be all over it. I enjoyed that trailer very much.
I did not watch the Picard trailer. And it's not for any reason like, fuck Picard. I just haven't watched it yet. I'm just lazy. I don't have anything against Star Trek. There was that weird like thing for the longest time where it was always like Star Wars versus Star Trek, and during that time I took the Star Wars side, but almost 10 years ago, I guess, I finally like sat down and watched all of the original series. Mm-hmm. Star Trek the original series. And it's fucking really good. And that shit holds up. It's still cheesy as fuck. It still has some really like cheesy effects and fight scenes and all that bullshit, but like this is good content. And then all those, you know, the J.J. Abrams movies and all that stuff too were also a lot of fun. But I just, like I said, I just haven't watched the. My dad, you know, growing up, my dad watched Star Trek Next Generation. So I did watch a lot of it growing up, but it was, you know, it's sci-fi. Like, it's like strictly sci-fi, whereas like Star Wars is science fiction fantasy, more fantasy. And I thought that was way more fun than just strictly sci-fi. Because again, it is, it's like very much like, I don't know, political in a way.
A lot of diplomacy.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Avengers are fun, but, like, it's, like, it reminds me of, like, kind of what the Orville is, but, like, less fun in a way. Mm-hmm. Especially as a kid, right? Like, mm-hmm. I want to see Jedi and Sith fighting and stormtroopers and bad guys and you know, blaster rifles and all that fun stuff. But as an adult, like, I do like Star Trek, and I do, like, you know, we go back to the Orville, but the Orville was like, it's a new Star Trek like series. It's super fucking good. But
mm-hmm. Agreed.
I will probably watch this. Now it's going to CBS All Access, but I heard someone say that they saw an Amazon Prime original thing on it. Also, is it going to Amazon Prime?
I didn't think so. I thought it was just straight up CBS All Access because they're trying to push that service.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And that's what I thought too. But I mean, is it doing well enough that do they? Because here's my thinking about it. Like, yes, you put it on CBS All Access, but maybe you also make it available to Prime because you want the most money and, like, the most amount of viewers to watch it. Now, I understand you want to pull people into your service, but if your service isn't doing well already, we've seen that not all the time do these services, like, can maintain shows because not enough viewers are tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It looks like it's listed on Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah.
So it says, I mean, it has the backing for it. It has ad season to watch list it might just be.
Cool.
Interesting.
Yes. I saw the trailer for it. I thought it was cool. I didn't really watch a lot of Star Trek growing up, but I watched a lot more of it because Debbie was going through. She started from the original and all the way up until the most recent one, whatever that was. Not Discovery, though. Like, I'm sorry, not the
you knew the new one that's on CBS Access right now?
No, yeah, that's that Discovery. One, not that one. That's Discovery. So okay. Everything up to that.
Okay. Is she going to watch Discovery?
Probably. I mean, I'm not sure. But I mean, you should probably. I mean, if she's watched all the other ones, I don't see why not. But I would watch them a lot more recently, and Next Generation was really good. And yeah. I like
Picard's that. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from the trailer in this, I like seeing Picard. I like seeing some other people. I'm not going to spoil it for other ones, but there are cameos of other next generation people. It looks awesome. It looks like a grittier Star Trek. It looks more of like a Star Trek meets like Firefly in a way.
And there's also more. I mean, there's an addition in there that's more than just. There's a cameo from a series that came after Next Generation.
Yeah. So they mixed those too. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
So it's really cool. I thought it looked great. Yeah. I thought that trailer looked amazing for what it's worth. I would watch it even not even being that big of a Star Trek fan.
Next up, we have Westworld and season 3 of that's happening. I'm going to be really honest with you. Season 3, it looks to take place in the real world.
Some of it.
The big pull for me was seriously the actual Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
And in season 2, I kind of started checking out. And I didn't even finish the season. Now, when I saw this season 3, I thought it looked interesting. I thought it looked good. I was like, okay, cool. Robots in the real world. And, you know, we still go back to Westworld because of stuff that happens, it seems. But at the same time, I was so intrigued with the premise. And I thought that we would, like, I thought season 2 and season 3 would focus on going into different worlds, which it kind of did, but not as deep and as season 1. So I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know if I'll end up watching season 3. I would have to finish up season 2, but I may be done with the series.
No. I'm going to watch this. Season 2, I agree, was not as good as season 1. Season 1 storytelling was fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy Simpson and his whole like story was fucking crazy. There are parts of season 2 that I liked a lot. I like that they went to, like, I don't even remember what it was called, but like
Japan World.
Or yeah, something like Shanghai. That. I don't remember. I don't know what it was called. But yeah, like that whole, like, what made that crazy was that you were seeing like kind of the laziness. Mm-hmm. In their development design of these different worlds, where they literally were just like
Shogun World.
Thank you. Where they're like, you know, though this is a good story arc, so let's just copy paste and like. And so, in the trailer, you know, it shows that character, it's Thandi Newton, her going, and it looks like she's now in like Nazi world or like, you know,
World War II.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious if we're going to see again this story recreated again with like kind of the same tone. But it looks like if someone's going back to Westworld to find some answers, and then there's shit going on in the real world, which looks fucking crazy because people can't fucking tell. They don't know that they're robots. So there's like this whole robot uprising sort of thing going on still. And then whatever she's doing over there. it definitely intrigued me and I'm excited. And yeah, it's got Aaron Paul in it, which, you know.
I really hope they break him out from saying the word bitch.
I hope he says the word bitch.
Not me, man. I'm
Nazis, bitch.
Nazis, bitch.
Stop typecasting him, man. It's all he's got is the word bitch. He's more than a word.
I'm sure he didn't say that in that Need for Speed movie that he was in.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
I've got the need. The Need for Speed, bitch.
No, please don't tell me that was like the last line in the movie or whatever. Like whenever he triumphed over evil or whatever the fuck happened in that movie.
I'm Scary Terry, bitch. Voiced by Aaron Paul.
Yeah, right.
Hell Cap, yeah. What'd you think of this one, Westworld?
I thought it was cool, but I'm with you guys. I checked out in season 2. I did finish it, but every episode felt way longer than it actually was. Like, I was like, man, that felt like it was 2 hours. How long was it? 1 hour, 7 minutes. No fucking way. It's just the story was going nowhere. They were kind of writing themselves in circles there. And like, I feel like they should just ended it at season 2. It should have been like, that's it. Give it the definitive ending.
They could come back pretty strong, you know?
I hope so. It was season 2 was a weak season. It was hard to get through. It dragged on like a tailpipe. But yeah, I mean, this trailer gave it promise. But you're right.
Holy
it's
shit.
Kinda like,
hold on. Can we break for a second? I got to give you props for that, man. That's Taco Life. Drag like a tailpipe.
Get the fuck out. You just wanted to sponsor your Taco Life. Don't include me on that shit. You just killed Doug again. Ed asks if I saw the end credits or the after credits of season 2. I don't remember what happened. So I might have. I'm not. I don't remember. That's not life.
If I wasn't attached to my headphones, I would have gone all the way underneath my desk.
Go on.
What do you find under there? So, we got Watchmen next. I didn't watch this trailer. I saw.
Oh, motherfucker! Go it watch this awesome. Trailer. Holy was really shit!
Good. Was it really good?
This is what I made time for. Yeah, I saw this well in advance too. This it looks awesome. It's just a next generation Watchmen, and
when apparently from the rumor is, I guess this takes place after Watchmen, but not the movie.
Huh.
Like this takes place.
Oh, so it's going to be the comic. That's going
to
be an interesting.
Like a,
one.
Like a sequel to the comics.
Yeah.
Interesting.
My headphones are fitting weird now. I did something. I fucked something up.
You fucked it up.
You know what that is?
I ain't fucking Taco Life. This is goddamn quesadilla life over here.
Is Taco Life going to repay you for those headphones?
Better. It should. Not sponsored by Taco Bell. Sponsored by Del Taco.
All right. So Watchmen looks pretty good. Watchmen look pretty good. So you guys...
Watchmen look fucking awesome. Right. Can't believe you didn't watch it.
I'm sorry. I'll get to it. I'll watch it.
And they have like this riot, army riot of Rorschachs. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck that's about. That's really cool though.
Then we had The Witcher trailer come out, and now that shit was my jam.
It looked good. That, the effects in that were really good.
I was like, there was a couple moments that I just went, oh shit, this is like Game of Thrones. This is fucking dope. Everybody was probably worried about production value and the money that went into it and how, you know, how much, cause I think like a couple, screenshots leaked and it just looked like shit, but like you saw this trailer and fuck man, Henry Cavill is so goddamn ripped.
Handsome. Oh, ripped. Yeah.
And handsome, man. Whew.
Yeah. It was a good trailer. And it looked, I mean, I don't know anything about the first Witcher game. I think this is going to be closer to the books, though, right?
Yeah, it has nothing
to do with the games. It's going to follow the books and the books alone, and they have years of material.
Yeah.
Season one is, I guess, based on the two first short stories of The Witcher, and then season two and so on will cover the books and shit like that.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm, I know that.
Nice.
Yep. And then next up, we have Top Gun Maverick.
Maverick.
This shit made me wet myself with desire.
I love how they just kind of reshot the original Top Gun.
Man,
like,
this is...
They even had, like, the fucking volleyball scene.
No, it was
felt like the volleyball scene was from the original.
It was it was a football scene, though, Kev.
Oh, so even more homoerotic. Okay, cool.
And what's wrong with that?
It's kicking my hands all over you.
What's wrong with that, Kev?
I guess nothing.
Don't
but
you
it's just,
dare.
It feels like they're just trying to rewrite the same movie like they did with...
Listen, I don't mind.
You
they got
just...
You just set us back 20 years, man.
Yeah, you just... Yeah, seriously.
I did? Wow.
Yes. You can't say stuff like that, man.
Mm-mm. But I guess 20 years is... No, it was about 30 years when Top Gun originally came out. Either way, I'm confused about this movie. Why is Maverick still a pilot and not like a corporal at this point?
That's what they asked in the trailer.
That's the first thing that's said in the trailer, Kev. You've got 450 hours of flight time. You've done this and that and blah. You're the only pilot to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 20 years.
You should be an admiral by now.
Yeah, but you're not. You're a captain. I'm Ed Harris. I'm angry.
Yeah, but this game, or this game, this movie just looks like absolute just fucking fighter pilot porn. Whew. They did everything in this movie, it looks like, that, well, they're going to do, that that you could fucking want in that, or maybe they couldn't even do in the first one. Like, the shots were insane. I hope that those were real planes that they were flying. It's not CGI.
Oh, they were. So Tom Cruise was on Conan O'Brien during Comic-Con, because Conan does his big Comic-Con special over the weekend. And Tom Cruise is on there. And this motherfucker learned how to fly a fucking jet, because he said, you know, you the audience expects everything to look real, so we wanted to make it as real as possible. So I learned how to fly, and we taught some of the actors how to fly, and
the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so I don't know how much if it is actually like real versus maybe like they just taught them how to
yeah,
but maybe let a pilot in the back actually fly, or you know, but like,
or maybe they just do the close-up shots of him flying in a straight line and like doing his like maneuvers and his head's going around and shit, but then like the stunt pilot's doing actual the hard work.
No. Oh yeah,
but I mean, if you guys remember from Mission Impossible Fallout. Was Fallout the most recent one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think so.
You know, that the helicopter flying, he did all of that, all of it, even the crazy, stupid piloting shit he shouldn't be doing because he's a fucking actor. He did it. And again, like, there's a video of like the director and like the producers or whatever, like in the other helicopter, like filming as he does like this stupid, like crazy hard turn, and then just like, oh Jesus Christ, oh my God, because it's super fucking dangerous and he shouldn't be goddamn doing it
for real. The next one up is His Dark Materials, and I saw this trailer and I'm 100% in. This looks very, very interesting to me. I don't know if this is based on a book of some sort.
It says based on Philip Pullman's award-winning trilogy.
His Dark Materials, The Golden Compass, The Amber Spyglass, The Subtle Knife.
Really? Okay. Yes. My bad. I didn't know. Judge me, will you?
Oh, ho. I am.
Well, okay. Just do it outside of your glass house.
Oh, my God. It is one. I love my glass house. So many windows. I love it. People can watch me. Yeah, it's one of my favorite like young adult series, I guess, you know, kind of became popular around the same time. I mean, it's been out for a long time, but it, like the movie came out, I think like 2007, I want to say 2007, 2008. So the series kind of picked up steam again. But I read it and I was like, this shit's better than Harry Potter.
Wow. Really?
Coming from you, that's a bold fucking statement there, Cotton.
This is very fucking good. I don't know if it actually is. Like, you know, because I just reread Harry Potter and then I did reread His Dark Materials again. And it was like, it's still very, 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 very good. But after listening like to all seven Harry Potter books, I was like, I don't know if it's better. But it is so fucking good. And so I'm excited for this because the Golden Compass movie sucked dick. It was terrible. And it was definitely a movie that, you know, they cut so much out of to fit into a 2.5 hour movie. I'm excited that it's getting like, you know, hopefully like a 8 episode arc. Mm-hmm. But it looks very close to the books in comparison to the movie. It's got a phenomenal cast. And it's got Lin-Manuel Miranda as Lin-Manuel Miranda. No, there's a cowboy in it. He's called an aeronaut or whatever. He flies a hot air balloon. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm down. And the last one to round it out was It Chapter 2. That shit was insane.
Mm-hmm. Looking amazing.
The trailer scared me, and I'm so pumped for this movie.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't do a lot of scary movies, and it surprised you too. And last year I said, hey, Ash and I are in the movie theater going to see It, and y'all were like, wait, what?
You're doing what?
You're doing what? And so I'm excited. I'll be in the theater. I'm taking Ashley again just to scare the shit out of her. And so that way I have someone to lean on and cry with.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be the one scared. You were the one rubbing up on Doug last time we watched.
That was a video game.
Activity or whatever.
That was a video game. That's different.
No, that was when we watched The Conjuring and you were like, touch my leg. And I was like, remember, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on top of you.
Yeah.
But more or less, I thought I would get comfort out of it. But it was like hugging a fucking brick wall. Just no feelings, emotions, nothing.
Oh, I have a lot of them, just not for you.
Whoa.
Tonight is the night that you just burn the shit out of me, huh?
Oh, I Kev messaged me before the show and said, hey, man, Can you direct this for like one goddamn week?
Wait, you actually read those messages? I sent that like every week.
Oh.
Oh, you must have just got them.
I just got them today.
Fuck.
Also, Jared started Taco Life so he can burn in hell.
What's that?
He did.
All right, let's jump into this real quick. I know we don't have a lot of time left, but every other podcast in the world and every other news site has reported on this, so all of our listeners should know by now what's coming next. Marvel did their Hall H presentation. It was 90 minutes long. If you don't know, these are the things that are coming. I'm just going to name the movies that are coming out, and then we can just have some small reactions to them. That'd be fine, and that's the way we'll end the show tonight. Okay? Sound good? Everyone's good with that? Good. Okay, good. So this year we've got, or actually this year we're done with movies.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. No. Nothing in November.
Nothing in November. But next year we've got three things on deck from Marvel. The first one is Black Widow, which is going to take place right after, what was it?
Civil War.
Civil War. Yep. So that'll be interesting to see. Then we have in the fall time, we have The Falcon and Winter Soldier launching on Disney Plus. Yep. And in November, we have The Eternals. And I am not well versed in The Eternals. This might as well be Guardians of the Galaxy when they first announced it, because I went, huh? So it'll be interesting to see that. It'll be a lot of fun, I think. You know, they've done a great job of introducing and recreating characters for the big screen that people don't know.
Mm-hmm. So they have.
In 2021 is when we get a shit ton of movies and TV shows.
Yeah, seven total things in 2021.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings will be coming out in February.
Yep, and then we're actually going to get real Mandarin.
Mm-hmm. WandaVision will be coming to Disney Plus along with Loki.
Yeah, and WandaVision is supposed to tie into Doctor Strange, which the new Doctor Strange
comes out in 2021. It's called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which, fun fact, will be Marvel's horror film.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the name is like reminds me, and I'm sure this is the point of it, of in the Mountain of Madness. Mountain of Madness.
Is it in the Mouth of Madness? You thinking about the movie with Sam Neill?
Yeah, sure. Which is based on a Lovecraft.
Mouth of Madness.
Where is it? Yeah. You guys looking?
Yeah, that's
it
the
up?
One that was okay. Music. Or it was like directed by John Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about the writer, right, or the publisher. Or, yeah, like he was a writer. So, and he...
Yeah, At the Mountains of Madness is a H.P. Lovecraft science fiction horror novel by H.P. Lovecraft. That's what I took into it.
Summer of 2021 will be launching What If series on Disney Plus, and what's interesting about that, it's going to be a animated anthology, and so... And a lot of returning a lot of actors are going to be returning to play their roles in this animated series. So that'll be interesting to see. I can't wait for that. Hawkeye is coming to Disney Plus in 2021. And then we have Thor, Love and Thunder, which will be rounding it out in November, which is really interesting. And this one actually has the internet up in arms again, because... Mouth breathers just can't stand to see women be powerful. I don't know. I keep hearing shit about this, but Natalie Portman has been, it's been announced that she will be the female Thor in this film.
Yeah, Lady Thor.
And, or, nope, neither of those. She will be Thor. That is just Thor.
Well, she is a female.
Good enough.
Sure, she's female, but she's just Thor. I mean,
she'll be Thor.
When they created Jane Foster as Thor back in like 2014, they were very adamant that this is not Femme Thor, this is not Lady Thor, she is Thor. The okay. hammer says whoever is worthy can hold the hammer, and they will be named Thor. So whoever has it, they are Thor.
Listen, stop attacking Thor. Us like we're the people who are Thor. Putting it down.
I'm just getting you mouth breathers correct.
Correct. How do I
have a mouth breathing sound?
Let's see.
But no, it's super fucking exciting. One, because fuck yeah, Natalie Portman's coming back.
I love her so much.
Yeah. Yep. And I think it's cool that I were able to get her back. You know, she had a lot of issues.
Yeah, especially since Dark World was so fucking bad.
She actually signed, I read today, she signed her contract 6 months ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, there's been a change in Marvel Studios since she last worked with them. They got rid of the, like, that dude that was a piece of shit who hated everything and hated Marvel, is what it seems, even though he still works for them, but they got rid of him. But, you know, she had issues with, like, the pay scale because she was getting paid significantly less than everyone else in the movie, even though she was, like, a main star. And she was also mad that they fired Patty Jenkins from working on Thor, because I think Patty Jenkins was the original director of Thor 2.
Dark World.
Yeah, and she was, like, let go. And so I know that kind of pissed her off, because then they brought in this other person who made a pretty crappy movie. So, you know, and she was like, I'm never working for Marvel again. I'm done. So it was interesting to see her in, you know, even though it was like probably just old news footage in Endgame, but she was still credited as being in the movie, which that's got to be nice. I didn't have to show up. I still got a fucking paycheck.
She actually did voice work. So she went in and recorded new dialogue for the movie.
There you go.
Oh, cool.
So, so that's coming out. And then we have some untitled projects for 2022, which Kevin Feige has revealed sequels to both Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Guardians of the Galaxy, and he mentioned, hey, sorry guys, we don't have time, but, you know, Fantastic Four, and then Blade as well. That was a big surprise at the end. What else? They mentioned they don't have time to talk about mutants, but I'm sure at D23 we will talk about mutants.
Yeah, so that's next month. There's three things, in 2022. So that's what it became clear is that, like, this is phase four, and while it's only 2 years of phase four.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like, oh, where's Fantastic Four? Oh, where's X-Men? Where's Guardians 3? Where's Deadpool? Jesus Christ. Where's Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2? Like, all these movies that we know that you're working on. You're like, chill, motherfuckers. This is just through 2021. Like, goddamn. Yeah, stuff has to come out in 2022 also, and stuff that they've already announced is coming out in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Very clearly, we're focusing on two goddamn years here.
And some idiot was like, but you didn't announce anything Avengers. And he's like, okay man. He's like, so he went on record, Kevin Feige, and he was like, all right, it was called Endgame. It was the end of something. This is the beginning of something. We're focusing on new characters while we'll revisit what our popular characters are doing in the future. We're building new characters right now. Like that's the plan. It's new.
it's just stupid. I'm just trying to imagine this, like, if they'd flipped it. Like, let's say they started with the X-Men. We didn't have the other X-Men movies, but they started with X-Men. They built X-Men over 10 years. And X-Men Endgame, whatever you want to call it, whatever. And then they start building the Avengers people. Well, now we're getting Iron Man stuff. People be like, I can't imagine people being dumb, just being like, well, so you mentioned a Wolverine movie, but what about the X-Men?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, we just spent 10 fucking years on that. We want to do something else.
Exactly.
Hundreds and hundreds of characters at our disposal to do movies with. Y'all need to stop sucking that Tony Stark dick, all right?
X-Men is going to take 10 years.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been in the theater since, what, 2000?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the last movie, 19 years, almost 20 years making fucking X-Men movies.
Yeah. You're fine. You're fine right now.
Yeah, we'll get some more. Don't worry about it.
Let's see. Let's wrap things up here soon. We got Doom Patrol announced for season 2.
Fuck yeah.
So that's awesome. The Orville is actually going to be moving over to Hulu because Fox was like, the CGI and the effects and stuff and the costumes are costing too much. So Hulu was like, we'll take it.
Fox did what Fox does and canceled shows too early. Yep. Thankfully, Seth MacFarlane has Hulu at his disposal. and just moved his show over there.
And he was like, "Yo, Disney, can you come help us?" And they were like, "Yeah, we'll just put you on Hulu." Because they own like 95% of Hulu now.
That's right. I forgot they got some of that recently. Oh, yeah. Because he was like a main proponent when that came out. I don't know if you guys remember the commercials for Hulu. It was all Seth MacFarlane. Like, he was like their pitch person, and I have to assume somehow heavily involved with its creation.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, when it first went, it was all like Family Guy shit. I mean, like, anyway. I'm glad. I love The Orville, and if you're not watching it, watch it, because it's a newer, better Star Trek.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So, and then the last story of the night, Gearbox, I don't know if I missed this, maybe we reported on it, but there's a Borderland movie in production. They're making a Borderland film. Blurb. We what?
I think we talked about it, but it was more of a blurb, like in a passing thing, because there was nothing more than just saying there's a movie announced.
Well, it's in development at Lionsgate, and the producer, is he the executive producer? I didn't look. Hold on. The art director? Scott.
He's the creative director. Oh no, wait, never mind.
Scott was it Scott Keltzer? Says that.
Chester.
Was it Kester? Kester, yeah. He offered a new take on casting, and he goes, he wants to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Claptrack. Now, I don't want him to voice him, but if he actually dressed up like Claptrap, that'd be funny.
At least for a commercial or something.
Oh my God, can you imagine that as a side quest? Dwayne The Rock Johnson comes running out in a costume, and it just starts. I'd play that one. That'd be
good. That'd be something Torg would have to announce.
They're like, oh shit, Borderlands 3 DLC. Let's get The Rock to come voice. Okay, so cool. Borderlands 3 DLC.
Done deal. So
ruined it again. We gave another secret away.
that's it. That's the show. I know that usually we go into a whole bunch of new stuff, but we had an action packed lineup. Everything from Who's That Family News? Oh, sorry, Who's That Family
News?
Audio Jungle.
to all the stuff from San Diego Comic Con. So I hope you enjoyed it. I know we did. And until next week, enjoy that taco life. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
God damn it, I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.